State Representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. How are you today, Peter?
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning. I hope folks had some great times with that opening day of deer season.
Yeah, there were a lot of people out, and hopefully a lot of people seeing deer. I know the numbers seem to be going up a little bit, but, you know, it's still not easy to get out there and find one.
You know, the opening weekend of duck season and deer season always seems to bring the wind, so that was a little bit of a challenge, but that'll settle down, and I'm sure the reports will start coming in.
Boy, no doubt about that. Well, you are on your way over to the sunset side of the state, aren't you?
Yeah, it feels kind of funny. You know, it's so much nicer on our side. I should be careful with that, but it's all good. But we have a great big legislative group coming up in Northern Michigan today and tomorrow, and we're going to be doing a lot of tours of our agricultural industry. And I say that not only that we'll be on the ground looking at what our farmers are planting and harvesting, but also to a couple of packaging plants and see what actually we're doing to encourage that business to grow, because agriculture is really big in Michigan, and it's really big in Northern Michigan.
That's true. And you know what? It's one of those big industries out there right now. I know we've been doing quite a few stories on it. And you know what? It's one of those positive win-win kind of stories, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, with the new genetically altered seeds, and I guess there's controversy on that, but I'm not too scared of it.
Yeah.
Our seasons, even though they're a little bit shorter than other places, are able to produce these products, and they're better than other parts of the country. So it's really good. Northern Michigan ag is really taking off right now, so we want to see what we can do to help them and encourage more.
Very good. Another issue we want to talk about, some controversial things that have been going on in Lansing. You know, we're talking agriculture, but not necessarily talking about marijuana, though, are we?
Well, you know, that's interesting. And we did pass a couple of bills, a package of bills, actually, out of the House this week pertaining to marijuana. And that truly could be, Kevin, a potential agricultural product in Michigan. I don't see it happening right away.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I passed a bill last year to allow hemp research, which really could be an agricultural product here in Michigan. And personally, I think it's a great product to use. They could use it in concrete, building products, automotive. So that may come. But the ones that passed this week were mostly to help define the referendum that was passed in 2012 to legalize marijuana for health reasons. And so these bills were helping to redefine that, because there's a lot of gray area in it. But what it does now is it allow oil usage and also to grow products, marijuana, and then refine it down to an oil that could be used for lotions and other products out of that. Also taking marijuana and making it legal to put it into what's called medibles, mm-hmm. which is an edible form of marijuana, because doctors are prescribing this, but some people can't smoke. And really, I think most of us that know anything about smoking, I certainly wouldn't want to encourage somebody to smoke, but if this works and doctors are prescribing it, that's great. And we heard from some doctors that they prescribe this to children to help with maybe if they've contracted some illness such as cancer, and they prescribe marijuana, they would just as soon give it to them in an oil form or a available form instead of a smoke form. So those are very controversial, challenging, but they passed overwhelmingly in the House. So we'll ship those off to the Senate next week.
All right. Maybe another controversial issue, but I think a lot of people listening and would be thumbs up for it. There's talk about maybe increasing speed limits.
Right. Representative Brad Jacobson, who actually sits on my Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, which I chair, brought a package of bills to us that we have been putting through the system and venting all the positives and the negatives of it, to raise the speed limits in Michigan. Now, his bill is asking for 80 miles an hour on highways like I-75 and 65 miles an hour on roads like US 23, M-72, F-32, and the rest of those roads. Now, I don't know where they'll ultimately end up. We had a couple of really good meetings this week with MDOT and also Michigan State Police. It seems like it could possibly pass in the form of raising the speed limit on I-75 to 75 miles an hour, and then bringing back the speed limits again on US 23 or US 2 in the UP back up to 65 miles an hour. And if you remember, they used to be 65 miles
an hour. Right, yeah.
So we're looking at that. There's a lot of things to take into consideration. One thing that I will be most cautious at is cost. Yeah. If this is going to run into a lot of cost right now, we may want to shelf this idea until we actually fix the roads and to the form that we believe we need to do. So those are some of the hot issues right now in Lansing.
Boy, and they are, too. We'll look forward to hearing updates on what's happening with those. And also, of course, you got the farm tour going on. We'll see how that goes next time we speak. And hopefully you'll be able to get the chance to get out into the woods or out on the water anyway and enjoy the natural resources of Michigan.
Sunday is the day. 73 sunny. I'm heading out.
So. There you go. Peter, if they want to reach you, how do they go about doing that?
517-373-0833. And I would like to hear from anybody on what they thought about speed limits.
Very good. Peter, you have a safe trip over to the other side of the state, and we'll check in with you in a couple weeks. I'm on vacation next week. I'm looking for the big buck next week.
All right, Kevin. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Peter.
Have a good day.
You too.